Fire Marshal William Bounce of the Bryan Fire Department on hand for a few minutes as we got a couple days of taste of warmer weather. It's a little cool this afternoon, but the upper 70s, 80s are coming back. And after all this rain, that means fire dangers are returning.
Well, yes, they will return soon enough. We're blessed with a lot of rain this winter, and that also means that with spring that we're going to have a lot of activity to do outside. With the warm weather, everybody's going to want to get outside. There's always some safety precautions to take so that we don't have undue injuries. But it's also time for the critters to start coming back out of their dens and so on, and then we're gonna come in contact with some of those, and we need to be thinking about that sort of thing.
So the suggestions are what?
Well, I have several of the major categories that I want to kind of hit on each one, and we'll start with bees. As it gets warmer, they're going to start swarming during their times of swarm, and with bees, you just want to look out for them. We had a swarm at my mother-in-law's property that went up in a hollow tree that had been dead for many years, and it got shaken one day, and they all came flying out and chasing people. But anything where they can congregate and build a large hive, they can get into large enough numbers that if a child gets stung by several of them, then you could end up with an emergency situation. So just kind of be watching for signs of a large amount of the flying insects. Mosquitoes. We were blessed with wet weather this winter. Lots of rain. And, of course, mosquitoes are going to go anywhere you've got standing water. And so now that we're starting to get out and clean out our yards and things such as that, you want to look for all those water sources that are just hanging around holding standing water and start clearing those out so that we don't have a breeding place for them. Spiders. We have two common venomous spiders that are harmful to humans in this area, and the brown recluse and the black widow. Both of them tend to like places where there's not much activity, so you're always to be looking for them to be found underneath stacks of stuff or debris, stacks of wood, some can that's been turned over all winter, and it behooves you to be able to tell what they look like so that you don't get stung by one of them. Snakes. We have four types of venomous snakes. We have the copperhead, the water moccasin, the coral, and the rattlesnake are all around here, and I've seen all on my property out on the west side of the county. Identification is very important, and with just about most of these, just not putting your hands or feet anywhere you can't see is a really good way to keep from running into one of these in one of their hiding places. It is important to remember that even though 50%, they say, of the bites will actually be dry where they don't inject venom, secondary infection from any kind of reptilian is always a really good possibility, and secondary infection can be very, very serious. So with any of these types of things, it's really important to stay calm and seek medical attention right away. With snakes, they say if you can bring the dead snake in safely, that helps with identification in case there is venomous injection, because they need to coordinate the anti-venom to the particular type of snake.
All right. And invitation, if anyone has any questions on some of the things you brought up, how can they find you and learn more?
They can call our main office at 209-5960, and we can get somebody to talk to them about whatever they need to talk about.
Good advice for this time of year. Get prepared. William Bounce, Deputy Fire Marshal at the Bryan Fire Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.